Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And today, my good friend Dakara Keys is here with us. And I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about stuff around our life's distractions keeping you dull. We always have such interesting conversations with Dakara. So I'm like, we'll see what we're going to actually talk about here. What does that mean, our life's distractions keeping you dull? So we'll see. Some of the stuff that we're going to talk about or do during this call is there's going to be live healing and transformation using light alchemy, ancient sacred language and sound to transform the energy of distraction. And you know, distraction, we all get distracted, right? And so what's holding you back from manifesting with ease and staying focused? Yes. Do you have a gatekeeper holding on to the energy of distraction? And what is a gatekeeper and how does it hold you back in many areas of your life? And if you feel stuck, likely there is a gatekeeper. So let's move it on out, right? Are you ready to activate the part of your brain that is pre-programmed to manifest, shine, and radiate? Yes. We're going to learn some simple tools to help you refocus and raise your vibration. We're going to feel strong, empowered, focused, and ready to take on the world, stand in your power, and the energy attributes of focus and clarity. So, yay, we can all use that, actually. And today is, you know, the full moon. And so we're also going to let go of whatever is all those wonderful distractions, right, that are holding us back. This is very timely, so yay. And for those of you who may not know Dakara, she is a gifted intuitive master healer and sacred light alchemist that specializes in clearing core issues, ancestral energies, and blocks so you can step into your true purpose, power, and passion, be the you are meant to be. And Dakara channels sacred language, a powerful ancient and sometimes off-planet language that quickly and easily shifts your energy field by activating wisdom codes within your being, healing, balancing, and restoring your soul cells and opening you up to endless possibilities. As an author, certified master energy healer, inspiration, money, and relationship coach, Dakara's mission is to share universal healing light and sound with as many people as possible. Light is an alchemical healer that supports each of us, especially in times of transition. Dakara's gifts easily help shift the pain anchored in the body, mind, heart, and soul. So we're going to receive sacred transformation today on this call. So I'm so excited. So Dakara, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yay! Hi!
Yay! So glad you're back with us.
Yes. And not only is it the full moon here in about 2.5 hours-ish, it's also a lunar eclipse, a partial
lunar
eclipse.
Yes.
So there's some intense energies, and I don't know why, you know, the guides picked the date when I was looking at the dates that you offered, and then I was like, oh, that's lunar eclipse day. So perfect for really helping us shift and let stuff go. That's what the full moon and that expression. And the cool thing about a lunar eclipse is it blocks the past. So it does bring us more into the present moment so we can look at what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's kind of part of the being free of distractions. Let me try to get the glare off my glasses. So what I have found, and it's easy for any of us to be distracted with things going on every day, with social media, with this, with that. And it's like, what do we do to bring ourselves back? And I feel like the more that if I get too wound up or hooked into something where I'm really distracted, then I just feel like the whole thing about, are you feeling dull? It's kind of like it can diminish our light or just make us feel not as shiny. And I work with a lot with the fairies and the elementals. So I like feeling shiny. Those fairies like shiny stuff. So
yeah,
that's where this whole thing kind of came into play, was looking at different tools and ways that any of us can move ourselves from distraction. So also, I want to say it is Mercury retrograde, so sometimes I could be a little tongue-tied during Mercury retrograde and things like that, so I'm here to just be my authentic self, so however that shows up, goofy, silly, fairy-ish, is what we're going to do today.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, every conversation with me and with us is always, it's not scripted, it's in the moment, it's going to be whatever it's going to be. So, and it's always fun, and it's always what spirit is calling us to share, right? And,
exactly.
A lot of times, And, you know, I can already feel the energy starting to flow and the guidance starting to come in. Because around, you know, this time for the past week, I've been, you know, thinking about today, you know, being the full moon, lunar eclipse, Guru Purnima, right? So Guru Purnima is the day in India where we honor our gurus, teachers, masters, right?
Yes.
So it's a big deal for me, you know? And so I said last week, okay, I have to call my guru. I'm going to call him on that day. And so this morning, like, I made a note too. It's like, I have to call him. Right. And so I did, I called him for like just 2 minutes just to say hello and thank you for everything. Right. And, but you know, what it's been bringing up is, and you know, and this is the interesting thing about the lunar eclipse, it blocks the past, right? So it's bringing up some emotions from the past, but not negative and not heavy and not, you know, stories. It's just the gratitude, you know, and then the gifts and the blessings, you know. It's been a really interesting week leading up to today. And, you know, and now it's like, okay, so what am I willing to let go of? And I'm definitely willing to let go of distractions because I can get distracted very easily as well. Right. And from time to time, those distractions, they keep you from being you, being the authentic you, being the shining you that you truly want to be, you know? And a lot of times it's the mind, the thoughts, old emotions, old stories, people that, you know, it's like we're tested. They come in to test, are you going to be distracted or are you going to stay in your power? Are you going to stay in your, you know, focus, right?
Yes, definitely. Most definitely. And it's, what do we do to shift ourselves? I mean, first is having no awareness.
Yep.
And, you know, definitely these things coming up from the past, and full moon is a time to express gratitude. So it's like, acknowledge, let it go, be in a space of gratitude from whatever you've learned or may yet learn from what that energy is. Because we're constantly evolving and shifting, and the same similar lessons may come back. It's like, if we think of an upward spiral and there's little maybe columns down that, and as we come back around, we're going to hit another aspect or lesson of that energy. And it's all good. If we just start seeing the good in everything versus looking for a problem or something's wrong, because that's, for many of us, what we were conditioned or trained to do is look for the problem and not for the solution.
And I just want to add really quickly, sometimes, you know, as you're going through, you know, the spiral and, you know, you're coming back to that thing, it's not always a problem that shows up, but it might be a new insight, a new awareness, aha, right? So it's not always going to be about learning a lesson or another part of the lesson. It's sometimes it's just you get it. You finally, I mean, like for me, sometimes that's happened, and I've finally gotten a realization or an awareness after 30 years, like, oh my God, or 25. Okay, well, let's say 25, you know, and it's like, oh my God, that's what was happening. Oh my God, I had no idea. You know, you get it when you get it, right?
Exactly.
So it's not always a bad thing.
An awareness and a shift in perspective that will support us in having that deeper understanding, which also leads us to a place to let it go on a deeper level. It's because, you know, as we're spiritual beings having the human experience and we're transitioning through things, we do learn all kinds of tools and processes. I don't think they all stay forefront in our minds all the time, which, you know, that's normal too. Yep. That's kind of the fun thing with getting a little baseline of set tools, whatever it is for each person as an individual. One of the things that I like to have of some kind, and it can shift, is a daily practice of some kind. Mm-hmm. Whatever that daily practice is, it could be like, I'm gonna jump out of bed and send my gratitude to the universe before I go to the bathroom, I mean, or right after, something really, you know, simple. For me, it's about creating sacred space that I do my work from and just connecting with non-physical beings. Mm-hmm. And again, it could change. This can be like, do something for a week or 21 days or 28 days or something that you're going to carry on every day because that's what feels good. But having some type of daily practice right there brings us back to a place of focus. And And then from that place of focus, we can also ask for some clarity and understanding and everything else. So it could, you know, I'm being kind of silly about whatever the daily practice is, but it can be whatever it is. It doesn't have to be some 30-minute regimented situation. It can be something very simple that just takes less than a minute, but it's something that brings you back to you for that particular little time frame.
And it kind of sets the intention for the rest of your day because you're focusing on you. You know, you're not just scattered and it's not just random. You're having a clear focus on, I'm living my life. This is my life and this is how I'm going to proceed without making it too serious and heavy. But it really comes back to you being in touch with you, right?
Yes. Well, and that's perfect too. The daily practice could be setting your intention for the day. You know, that could be your daily practice. You know, whether you get up and have a cup of coffee or tea or some kind of, you know, beverage, whatever it is, that could be part of your daily practice. And that's what I have found. It doesn't have to be some, you have to meditate for a certain amount of time. You have to do this. It's not a have to. It's like, I want to get up and I want to focus on my intention for the day or think about what I have on my plate for the day. And then how can I contribute to that energetically? Just because it's like a launching pad, essentially, for me. So another thing that I have found that's super important is, self-care. So whatever that looks like for you, that could be spending time reading, going and getting body work done, you know, whatever that represents for you. Self-care could be taking a bubble bath, or it could be making that super yummy tea that you love and then just carving out time to sit and actually enjoy it, not just have it and drink it while you're doing other things. But self-care can be just taking that pause and enjoying something for yourself.
So again, I'm just going to interrupt you for a second, Dakar, and I'm going to ask all of those of you who are here, what are some things, some examples of self-care that you currently practice in your day-to-day life? Share them in the chat if you can. That'd be great. You know, just so that we can all get ideas of some different ways of, you know, of taking care of ourselves, of implementing self-care, instituting self-care.
That's wonderful, Alara. I didn't have the chat window open on my computer screen, so got that open now. Because, I mean, it is. It can be different. It can be something different every day. It doesn't have to be. I'm a Gemini, so, you know, switching it up is kind of normal. It's also easy for me to get distracted. So when I was guided to kind of focus on this, it's like, this is important for me just to navigate life, especially 2019. Since we moved into the year of the Earth Pig, it's been just interesting and navigating the energies that have been kind of coming onto the planet. And it's very easy to get distracted or to focus on things that, like, why am I focusing on this, or why am I doing this? Unless why they're working on doing that. So,
Jennifer, that's nice, Jennifer. I like that. I get up and spend 10 to 20 minutes outside looking at the earth and the sky in silence.
That is amazing. Nature is one of the things that I recommend, and just spending time, you know, in nature. And then here's one that has been a big message for me this year in particular. Sorry, I keep going. Give yourself permission to rest. Because, you know, for many of us, including myself, if I don't feel like I have the energy, or I just want to sometimes just rest and do nothing. And then the mind chatter comes in, and then it's like, wait, I'm giving myself permission to rest because that's what my body's calling for. That's what the energy is indicating. And I found that when I would just give myself permission to rest, then I could actually downshift and really rest instead of spinning out in my head of all these things that, you know, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, things that, you know, the mind is saying, ooh, you know, you need to go take care of that or work on this or do whatever. It's like, nope, I'm giving myself permission to rest for the next hour, 2 hours, or whatever it is, and just be okay with that.
Awesome. So baths with Epsom salts, baking soda, and crystals. Awesome. Sea salt is also really good. And essential salt. Oils.
And pink Himalayan salt.
Right. And pink Himalayan salt.
Content So yeah, any of the salts are good for besides table salt. I don't think I'd take a bath. Table salt, pink salt, sea salt, Epsom salts, all good for the body. And yeah, one of the other things is, I don't know where I decided since we're doing video, I would make little cards. essential oils and flower essences, which can easily be added to a bath, because these will help shift things emotionally, physically, mentally, you know, whatever you're working with or whatever you're wanting to do. And there's so many available on the planet right now too. So
yes, tons. I love them. Yeah. You know, I mean, I use lavender and frankincense when I do any calls, healing work, any of that. But I have, you know, like I created my own blends of grounding, of gratitude, of Palo Santo, of joy. Just, you know, if I need a little, you know, spritz.
Yep, I got a bunch of those too. blending the essential oils and the flower essences together. But sometimes just taking the flower essences can really help shift things in the emotional body, which shifts things in the mental and the physical and so on and so forth. So yeah, it's just, and again, a lot of these aren't anything new. They're just the reminders of these are the things that we can use to bring ourselves back into focus and
out of distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of distraction, staying present. Here's another one, focus on your heart. Because when we move into just focusing on our heart, we're releasing the distractions around us, at least I do, because I'm moving into what's going on in my heart center. I may go on a little journey, you know, whatever it is. But when we just take a pause and breathe, I think that's another thing. It's like we just have to remember to breathe sometimes.
Absolutely.
To get so wound up in everything going on that we don't remember to always like breathe deeply. Like just that can be a way to clear distractions and refocus, is just taking a pause and taking a few deep breaths, and then like, whoo, things shift, the body feels better. My spouse has an iWatch that has a reminder to stand up and or to breathe like every hour.
Mm-hmm. So awesome. It's like, yeah, we need that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially forget.
People that sit at a computer all day or on the phone or whatever. So. Mm-hmm.
And if you're in your head a lot, you know, it helps.
Yeah. You spend a fair amount of time there as an air sign, as a Gemini.
Mm.
And then this next one is everybody knows this. Let me reframe that. Everybody that's on this call already knows this, but we want to stay or focus on gratitude, because when we do that, what's happening? We're eliminating whatever the distractions are, and we're focusing on gratitude for something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, do a gratitude journal if that supports you, whatever it is. And that's part of my daily practice, is just expressing gratitude to all the non-physicals that work with me and support my work and help me and the people I work with. And that's, to me, an important piece of my daily practice, is just being
same here. Absolutely. You know, I can't imagine not expressing my gratitude in some way every day. I can't imagine what that would be like, because, you know, it opens up your heart. It brings you back to you being back to the present. And you also get to know that, hey, it's not so bad. You know, on those days when it's, you know, feels like it's bad, it's not so bad, you know?
Right.
You still have so much to be grateful for, you know? And for me, that's been a huge, you know, and I don't know, you know, I guess maybe it's just this past week, or I don't know, I mean, maybe always, but I'm so like, when I start to be in that state of gratitude, I start crying, you know, I'm like, I get so overwhelmed because I'm so grateful. And I just love my community. I love my family. I love my puppy, my husband. I love my, you know, support team, you know, and it's like, oh my God, I'm so blessed. I'm so, you know, so supported. I'm so grateful. So it's a daily thing.
Yeah. And in that expression and moving into that place of gratitude, that's what you're focusing on. Mm-hmm. So there aren't the distractions of well, maybe there's a distraction of a phone ringing or, you know, a call coming in or something, but it's just, it brings us present. And that's really what this is about, is bringing us present back to our authentic selves and, you know, keeping the other stuff out of our field or out of our mind or out of our way.
Yeah.
And it does take, I'm going to say, like, you know, we want to be committed to being distraction free. Hadn't really thought about it like that until just right now, but you know, that's going to be helpful too. If we're committed to like having some kind of a daily practice, whatever it is for each person. And then another thing that makes it really easy is we can just hum or chant or listen to music. Mm-hmm. So all of those things are also a way for us. And again, it's an awareness that, oh, I got a lot of distraction going on. I want to move back into the present moment within myself. And you can just hum and feeling that vibration in the throat and then the mm-hmm. heart. And if you're focusing on your heart while you're humming, again, it's just something that brings you back to center.
So, you know, what you just said is like, but a lot of times people don't realize that they are distracted.
Right. And that's where an awareness, and if you're making, what I just said a few minutes ago that popped in that about making a commitment to being distraction free, because when that's setting an intention. Yeah. So maybe that's part of your intention for the day is I intend to be distraction free, because I know for me, when I'm focused, I'm like on task and taking care of the things that I need to take care of that day. Mm-hmm. Or even having the intention to be aware of the distractions, because, yes. You know, if we're not observing that we're distracted or we're not staying focused, then it's not going to be as easy to use any tool because you're just distracted.
Exactly.
If you set an intention to have an awareness and an observation of the distractions that are coming in, we can go, oh, that's a distraction. You know, whatever.
I don't think I'm going to do the humming. That's somehow.
You know, for me in my work, I do a lot of chanting. So
I know. I'm
doing stuff, and sometimes I think about you know, the delivery people bringing packages to the front door because they walk by my office, and this time of year the window's open, and it's like, you know what? I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. It's like. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do what works for you. Like, you know, these are some examples, you know, that the car is sharing with us, but do what works for you. I mean, I know I'm not going to hum, so I'm going to use some of the other tools, you know, to you know, the breathing example.
Not a list of all that you have to. These are just ideas of, hey, does this feel good for me? Do I have a resonance with that? And so, you know, here's the next one, sing. A lot of people love to sing. A lot of people don't love to sing. You know, I'm not as much as I am a chanter. So, you know, again, you do what feels right. And singing, humming, chanting, whatever it is, what does it do? It brings you back to center. And if you're focusing on your heart, then that's going to, you know, help open pathways as well.
Mm-hmm. But you have a beautiful voice and you can hold a tune. Some of us do not have a good voice, you know, and cannot hold a tune. So I sing all sorts of weird stuff all the time. Like, you know, I'm not going to say it on the screen, but you know, like I make everything into a song, right? And I'm singing away and it's stupid, I know, but it's like, it feels good. And then my husband did the same thing yesterday. It's like, oh my God.
No, I make up little songs. And so, you know, when I'm chanting, I think that my voice is good. I'm in alignment. But if I just try to sing sometimes, I'm not so in tune. It's very interesting. So, that's why maybe singing. And I make up little songs for my cats.
For my dog all the time.
You know, it's like when Sila was just a baby. He's seven or eight. You know, when he would be being naughty, I would just pick him up and hold him and kind of cradle him and sing a little Sila, 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 you know, in the song, just making up these silly little songs. Yep. It would calm him down. And that's kind of the whole point, right?
So exactly. Or I do it for me because it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the fairies are always having me make up funny, interesting words, and they sometimes become song. It's just like the cats, I call them kitlins. And people with dogs are called dogs, like, oh, they're puplets. You know, so it's like, okay. And again, it's just part of my inner weirdo that
exactly we're both weird and it's all good. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Listening to radio music and dancing, you know, yeah, if that, you know, gets you, you know, back into being, you know, present, awesome. Lisa said, I love the flashcards. Me too. I love the flashcards. I'm gonna use flashcards too, you know, in one of our calls next time, Lisa.
Yeah, when people like, I did a talk on another call, a local thing recently, and we kind of were focusing on that. That's why I went ahead, like, this distraction stuff is important. So anyway, dancing is another good thing. I don't have that on my card because I'm not really a dancer, but yeah, any kind of body movement or anything that's bringing you back, mm-hmm. you know, you're singing along and dancing, perfect. So yeah. Another really good little tool or thing, sorry, I'm flapping this, it's probably making noise, is the music of whatever kind, but the Sovigio music, and you can find it all over YouTube. You can find ones that go through the whole tones that are like 8 or 9 hours long that you could be listening to while you sleep and help reprogram your DNA. And there's all kinds of stuff. And a lot of that, like I said, it's on YouTube. You can just go find it for free mm-hmm. and listen to it. And it's a great way. I like to play it in the background when I'm working on projects in my office because it's just soothing. I love floating music. So because most people are like, oh, this or that band. I'm like, what? No, it's like, I don't really listen to a lot of current anything. I don't particularly care for rap. I mean, some of it seems okay, but mostly that's just not my thing.
So. Not my thing. No.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. I listen to like that time in music, or I listen to MP3s from the different packages, you know, so it's like, oh, let me play this. Let me listen to sound in the background while I'm working, you know?
Definitely, yeah. That's also perfect. And like when I'm in my art room or creative space, I've always loved listening to Enya. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like, you know, and that goes back 20 some years of loving to listen to Enya when I'm, you know, creating or painting or doing whatever. So it's like, I love having the different music that I'm seeing stuff pop up on the chat, and it's like, okay, I gotta almost lean forward to read it because I had to push my chair back a bit to not be totally in the face of this camera.
Right.
Okay, so journal, that's another great way. So whatever kind of journal, so if you're just journaling, gratitude journal, appreciation, spilling your guts out to the universe, whatever it is perfect, but it's a way, it's a kinesthetic way to move energy, thoughts, and awareness. And sometimes just the journaling, and you know, all your callers probably already know all this. Again, it's just a kind of a reminder list of things that can be supportive. It's a great way to process, and journaling is also a great way for new information to download and come in. When you move into that, when you let something go, awareness pops up and then you're able to drop it in. So here's some other fun ones: scribble or color. So I have found that scribbling is very effective when maybe you're super distracted or you're very angry or upset about something, to just sit, pen and paper, crayons, markers, it doesn't matter, and scribble. So just that kinesthetic movement, and you're thinking about whatever that energy or emotion is, and it can just go right onto the page, crumple it up, recycle it, done. And coloring, you know, think about the thousands and thousands of different adult coloring books and images of mandalas and butterflies and dragonflies. And I mean, there's so much out there that, yeah, I was going to say, it looks like you, some of the might've colored back there. Those, I'm pointing at the screen. Sorry. Yeah.
Exactly. This one here I did from a, you know, an adult coloring book, and
yeah,
the other one is something I painted, you know, like I did. But I've been like getting the urge in the past couple of days, time to do another one. So it's like, so next couple of days you're going to see something different there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great because it's a way to process, to open ourselves up. And it's, you know, when we're coloring, we might be thinking about other things, but we're also very focused on the color. You know, if you want to color in the lines, I like to do a lot of shading, mm-hmm. you know, with stuff. And so it's just a way to bring our awareness into the present moment and what we're working on. It, but it doesn't mean that we're not processing things in the background, essentially. Yeah.
I also like to, when I'm doing stuff like that, to chant mantras so that the picture or whatever it is energized, you know, it's, it has a higher vibration.
Definitely. Perfect.
You know,
so back to the chanting, singing, humming, you know, stuff that, and you know, everything's energy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and then with what the person shared earlier about going out, that's beautiful. 20 to 30 minutes, just observing the earth and the sky and all of that. And I may adopt that practice a little bit more because our backyard is pretty rocking this summer. And I have a huge red leaf maple back there that canopies over our fire pit area. And we did a lot of extra flowers. My whole fairy garden's all done for the season because I pull it all in the fall. Mm-hmm. So yeah, spending time out there alone and just observing the beauty of what we've created would be really good.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, being one with nature, connecting with nature, and being grateful for everything that the nature and Mother Earth provides for us, you know, as a daily reminder.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that also moves us back into the gratitude of all of those things. So, okay. Here's one that's a little bit interesting. When we feel like we have a lot of distraction, is just be the eye of the storm. Like be the center of that whirling tornado of distraction and being fully present, because I've found when it just seems like things are overwhelming and when I can move back into center, it's like a lot of that stuff just drops away. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to stick to me or stay in my field. I can just, you know, be present. I'm observant of it all going on, but it doesn't mean I have to get in there and get in a boat and start paddling along, you know, to try mm-hmm. to keep up. Like, no. Just going to be present with myself, and a lot of that will just drop away. So one of the other things is focusing on the midbrain platform. And as we bring some energy down and do some processes and stuff, I'll talk a little bit more about that. But the midbrain is our manifesting platform. And this is the space like right under the cortex, under the corpus callosum, which is the bundle of nerves that connects both hemispheres of the brain. Mm-hmm. So the midbrain platform also includes, and I've talked about this on several other cards, it's the pineal gland, the pituitary, part of the brain stem, the hypothalamus. So it's like this energetic platform that we can manifest from. So focusing on the midbrain and then connecting to our hearts or vice versa is a way to move us out of distraction, because then we're bringing our awareness and our energy into this space within our beings that can help us manifest. So when you focus on that, then think about the things that you want to manifest, etc. Sorry, I don't know if you can hear that. There's It's garbage pickup day.
No, can't I hear anything? It's all good.
Yeah. So let's bring everybody into the meadow and let's start moving some energy. Start playing with some energy.
Yes, so, let's do that. And we're going to take some caller questions, right? Later?
Sure. Yeah, we can do that.
Awesome.
So I invite everybody, obviously, hopefully if you're watching this, you're not already doing something like driving, but you'll want to be fully present. For this, because I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. So driving and closing eyes is not a good combination. So just take a deep breath and close your eyes and just imagine that you're walking down a beautiful pathway, and before you is a beautiful meadow, any season of the year that calls to your heart. And around the outer edge of the meadow is dancing sacred light. And as you approach that wall of sacred light, you just simply push your right hand through that veil and step into the meadow. Take a deep breath in and out, feeling yourself moving into the presence of sacred space. And off to your right, you'll observe a beautiful rainbow waterfall of light. Just imagine stepping into that rainbow waterfall, allowing that light to wash down around and through you, cleansing and clearing anything keeping you from being fully present in this moment. And I'm going to chant a little bit. I'm going to chant Anur, which simply means the light. Anur, Anur, Anur. Just allowing whatever's in your field to simply fall off into that waterfall. as it cascades down into Mother Earth, that she will transform whatever's being sent. Now imagine stepping out the backside of that waterfall, focusing on the base of the spine, sending a cord of light from the base of the spine all the way down to the center of Mother Earth, tapping into her wellspring of healing light, drinking that light up that cord through the base of your spine, right up into the center of your heart, commingling with your heart's energy into an infinity loop. And then we're going to send that commingled energy up out your crown, all the way out to source, looping through source, bringing source back down through the crown, right down into the center of your heart. As we now create a figure eight from the base of your spine to your crown. There we go. And then we're going to loop in that infinity symbol, connecting us into the energy and the essence of pure love. And so it is. All right. So even spending time in the meadow when you want to do any type of work, and on the free gift, on the free gift page, there's also a recording that will lead you right into the meadow that you can use if you have resonance with it. Because it's, I set it up like almost every day, so there's a collective energy. So listening to that and getting grounded is a great place to start any kind of a daily practice or intention setting or whatnot. And after you kind of imagine it a couple times, you can just do it without listening to me explain it or guide you. So from here, let's bring some light down. And I want everybody to like take a deep breath and just become awareness of the distractions in your life or the distractions in your field, whatever those might be. And you might want to jot those down, and we'll come back to that in a minute. But for now, what I want to do is I want to bring some light down into the body. So place your hand on your heart, on your physical heart. Close your eyes. Focus on your high self point, which is 18 to 24 inches above your head. And for most people, if you reach up and wiggle your fingers, wherever that is about where your high self point is. And imagine a beautiful crystalline vase. And we're going to draw this light down into the into that vase, calling forth the light of illumination, the light of divine revelation, prime source creator's light, truth, clarity, wisdom, and understanding. There we go. Calling in the sound, color, light, frequency, sacred geometry, light alchemy that will serve and support identifying distraction energies anywhere in your field, in your body, mind, heart, or soul. Now we're going to pour that light into your crown. Anur, Anur, Anur. Spiraling that light in and through the crown, in and through the corpus callosum. Allowing it to move through both hemispheres of the brain as it spirals down into the midbrain platform. Anur, Anur. Activate that midbrain platform. Sada Shivam, Sada Shivam, Sada Shivam. There we go. As we continue to spiral that light down through the head into the throat chakra. Anur, Anur. Bringing it down across the chest, through the thymus, into the heart center. Al Mukmin, Al Mukmin, Al Mukmin. Allowing that light to expand into the deepest wisdom wells of the heart. Anur. We're going to expand it out 360 degrees all around you and out into your field. Anur, Anur, Anur. Deep breath in and out. So now we want to talk about gatekeepers for a moment, and we'll do a clearing on gatekeepers. So from my perspective, because that word is used in the spiritual community in different ways, from my perspective, a gatekeeper is an energy that's holding us back or interfering. 95% of the time, it thinks that it's protecting us, much of the time it's just holding us back. An example I like to share is back in the early 90s, I had signed up to take a weekend training, and on Friday night, I'm driving out there and I felt all this resistance. Like, what are you doing? You know, blah, blah, blah. You should turn around. This isn't for you. And I'm like, wait a minute. No, I know it's for me. I signed up, you know, and all this. And I would call that a gatekeeper now. And what was shown to me over that weekend, that it was spiritual response therapy, was that I had been given death in multitudes of past lives for doing healing work. So this gatekeeper that I would label now was trying to say, hey, don't do this. This is, you know, you could end up dead kind of thing. And of course, I pushed through. I went through the training. I loved the training. It was great. I still use it periodically now. You know, this was back in 92. So it still has an impact at times, or I'm guided to use it. I would just label what I was experiencing on the way out there a little bit different. So basically with a gatekeeper, it's just interfering. Now there are what I call malicious, or a little name the fairies gave me was Heidi Who's. So hold on one moment. Shut my window because I am smelling exhaust coming in from that noisy vehicle out there across the street. So Heidi Who's can also be kind of like a gremlin energy, that they're just kind of in there. They kind of hide and they just kind of muck stuff up. You know, you think you're going on track and this and that, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, a left turn happens and it's like, wait, what happened? Or something will come in to your life or to your field that's interfering with what your focused intention was. So let's place our hand back on our heart again. And I want you to take a deep breath, tune into the light that we just brought in, and we're going to send it out like a flashlight or a spotlight to wherever there's a gatekeeper living in your being that is anchored in keeping you distracted. Anur, Anur, Anur. There we go. And for the collective today, or I'm being shown to focus on the solar plexus. So wherever you're feeling it is right and perfect. And again, I'm just going to focus on the solar so that I have something to direct and talk about. And this energy will apply to wherever you're feeling it. Even if, you know, big toe, knee, could be your head, your heart, wherever it is, it's perfect. So I just want you to tune into this gatekeeper, and let's do a rating on a scale of 1 to 10. 10, holy moly, it's interfering, blocking, keeping me from staying focused and getting stuff done. Let's just get a rating on that. And just jot that down. One being, oh, it's not interfering at all. And the other thing I want you to ask the gatekeeper is, what is its purpose? Is it protection? Is it something else? And just kind of feel that out. And if you got nothing on all of this, don't worry about that. Just stay focused. You're still going to be supported. Mother Mary is coming in to lovingly support you, hold you in her embrace and her beautiful blue healing robes. And I have already freeze framed the gatekeeper energy. So if there's any Heidi Who's, anything with a malicious intent, whatever it is, it's being frozen in time and space in this moment so that we can truly adjust or address it. So we're going to plant a seed of love in the gatekeeper's heart, regardless of Heidi Who, whatever it is. We're just going to place the seed of love. So if you want to imagine a little sesame seed floating down, luminous and glowing, we're just going to place it right into that gatekeeper's heart, wherever you're feeling that in your body. And if you don't know, just see the little seed glowing, floating down into your field. That's perfect as well. All right, so now we're going to express gratitude to this gatekeeper for all of the lessons and all of the ways that it has served and supported you and being who you are, but maybe a little more distracted than you really need to be. There we go. So just imagine gratitude floating from your heart to the gatekeeper. And then into the meadow, Archangel Michael, Durga Mata, Sekhmet, and Kali Ma. So there might be some of you that feel a little more heaviness or something deeper. That's usually when Kali Ma shows up. So it's all perfect. So whichever deity resonates with you or is here to support you, will step forward, cut that cord. There we go. And we'll extract the gatekeeper now. And we're going to bring in some sacred language before we release all of that into the violet-blue flame, which is ever-present in the meadow. That collects everything that's released and transforms it. So we're going to bring some sacred language in. And I feel like it's going to come in to the gatekeeper and then into wherever this was in your body. So honoring both, you and the gatekeeper. Shutoni palatai halanu she alanai potoliai ishamati halanai he ala oshe patinai iya poloto. Now with the extraction, toss it to the violet blue flame. Al ha! Take a deep breath in and out. And then re-rate where you were feeling that distraction or that energy. And just see where that lands now. And then if anybody wants to share anything in the chat, I'm gonna shift my focus over to that and maybe catch up on some of the great things people have been saying. Aww. I love sing too. Great.
Oh my goodness, I was yawning like crazy to the whole thing.
Release.
Yeah. So Destiny said she was at a 9 and now she's at a 6.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get down that far. Yay. Huh. And we'll continue. We'll do a little bit more just to help shift things more for everyone today. And in the future, because the energy stays on the recordings. It's always encoded. Yeah. And so, you know, you can come back and listen to this as long as Alara has it available. And maybe even pick a different area of your life for distraction. And yeah.
So I was at a 7. And, you know, now it's like a 3.
Hmm.
Maybe not even a 3, so.
Good.
Which is awesome.
And Renita, I think I'm saying your name right. If not, I apologize. She said she loved it. Thank you. Yay!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take this to a little bit another level. What I found that the more I've been working with clearing distractions, it's like more stuff just keeps showing up on how we can support clearing. So we're going to share some of that today. And then when we talk about the special offer, the guides have created kind of a protocol to go through with people to really take this deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know for me, when I'm, I'll say distraction free, even if it's for 10 minutes, whatever it is, I get a lot more done.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's been really
important. So Destiny is feeling confused and loopy.
So Destiny, I'm going to invite you to maybe stand up, march in place for just like 3 or 4 steps and take a deep breath and bring yourself back. Because sometimes the gatekeepers, I'm being told that Kali Ma may have came in for her because I feel like there was something heavier. And when we shift or release something heavier, we can feel off balance. Stand. Yeah. March in place, take a deep breath, drink of water, everything to bring yourself back into the present moment. And that's another thing I do want to say. Drinking water is vitally important because, you know, have you ever been on one of the Lars calls or something and then felt kind of like you were hungover the next day. Sometimes when there's a bunch of energy that shifts, it's like an energy hangover. And the cure is drinking water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's important to help keep moving the things through the body. So for Destiny, I would say, you know, same thing.
So she was saying that she was told yesterday that two rogue gray entities were in her field, but Ed removed them. I don't know who Ed is, but Ed removed them yesterday. But still feeling kind of strange. And she said, yes, Kali Ma was here for me.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and that's why it's like drink water, you know, shift your focus to doing something.
Edwin's Spina. Oh, I know his name, but I don't know him personally. Good. I'm glad you're feeling better, Destiny. That's good.
Yeah, good, good. Okay. Somebody got kicked off Zoom. Just after the flashlight. Oh, well, the good thing is it's going to be on the recording. So
exactly. Yeah.
And just trust that it's right and perfect because you can listen to that part. So the next piece that I want to help people with is let's see if there is some type of a minor distraction device in the field. I know in a private session, we're going to go much deeper because there could be multiples. I've seen some in my field that were closed and some that were open. So we're just going to identify one that we can help you with today. So again, close your eyes. If it feels better, put your hand on your heart because that helps you kind of focus there. Mm-hmm. Remember, we brought that beautiful light in earlier. So now we're just going to send that out into your field. And this may be in the physical, but I have a feeling for most people it's going to be out in their field, astral or etheric body. It could be in any of the bodies, but we're just going to send a spotlight out now to wherever there is some type of a distraction device in the field. Anur, Anur, Anur. So just pay attention. You could jot it down where, and I'm seeing, interestingly enough, in front of the solar plexus again, a few layers out. Into the body, into the energy field or the body's layers. And again, go ahead. I invite you to actually just kind of observe it. I'm tipping my head because I'm like, oh, what is that? That's interesting. And just get a rating on the intensity or how you feel. How much you feel this is blocking you. Again, scale of 1 to 10, 10 completely blocking, 1 not blocking at all or interfering. And sometimes what I have found for myself as I've been playing with these energies is that I'll see it close. Like, let's say it was a portal of some kind, or if it's a device, it may be like closed down and then something activates it and it opens up. So it may not have as high a reading when it's closed or not active as it would if it was open or active. So, and I found, and you know, portals and devices that have shown up as being closed and they don't feel as strong, but if I mess with it a little bit, because curious minds want to know sometimes, then I'll find like, oh, okay, yeah, that's a lot more intense. So just kind of note whatever you're feeling with that. There we go. So I'm going to create with sacred language an orb of light for everyone listening now and in the future that is going to come in around that device. So we're going to kind of encapsulate it. Hi patihi alai no ai e shapatia hi shonoto sha. So they just created kind of a matrix looking orb, meaning that it's not just an orb of light. I'm seeing almost like grid work in that orb as well. So that's been created around this distraction device. And I'm going to ask for them to be activated within that orb, meaning they're not going to affect you necessarily, but I want them kind of active and open. So when we go to extract, and you can ask if the number shifts, if you choose, it's not necessarily, but just observe it in a more detached, meaning encapsulated form. As we activate now. So what I'm seeing with what I saw out in front of the solar plexus is like, it like opened up and looked around like, hey, how come I'm in a bubble kind of thing? So, all right. And I'm hearing that we want to just express gratitude and almost like blessing whatever this is, because it has served and teaching you more about distraction and what it's like to be in a place of distraction. Sometimes we don't know what something feels like until we actually have an experience with it. So in some way it's served. And some Palladian guides are coming in. That's my home planet. So they're coming in and they're going to gather, they're going to extract and gather these, and I'm seeing them like put them into a basket. So they're not going to go into the violet blue flame. This is interesting. They're actually going to take them off planet. They said that they have a purpose for them. So just imagine that a beautiful, fairly tall, fair-skinned being of light is coming forward, gazing into your eyes, asking your permission to extract this on your behalf. They're not just going to come and take it. Just give them a wink or a nod, or just say yes in your mind, because they can read your mind, and allow them to put it in the basket. There we go. So I'm seeing the Palladian beings kind of all gathered, and now it's just one big basket, like everything came together, and they're sending this into another realm. It's like they want to remove more distraction energy from the planet in general, because there are, you know, you think in the last few years, all of the distractions online alone, it's almost like taking a layer of distraction energy off of the planet at the same time. This is really interesting to me. I've not seen this before. So what a blessing. Everyone is here now or watching it in the future that's contributing to releasing distraction energy, not just from your own field, but from the planet itself. So I'm seeing these, all these orbs in this basket basically ascend in a beam of light, and they're being taken off to be transformed. The Palladians are saying that that energy can be utilized elsewhere for a higher purpose. And then I'm going to anchor that with the truth. Deep breath in and out. Tune back into that rating and where you were feeling that. And sometimes there almost feels like a void of space when something like that is removed. So we're going to bring in some orbs of golden healing light, like a golden healing balm, and we're just going to place it right where that distraction device once was. Anur, Anur. Anur, 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 Anur. Now tune back in to where you were feeling the distraction device, and just recheck your rating once again, and just see how that feels lighter, different, or the energy that you're observing there. And then go ahead and share on the chat.
Yeah, wow, definitely much lighter. And I, you know, when you were bringing in that golden orb of healing light, I was thinking, let's put it everywhere, not just in that one.
Yeah.
Spot. Well, let's put it everywhere.
You can definitely do that. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Much better, much, much better. My goodness. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. So Destiny is went from a 7 to a 5 while much lighter. Okay, good. And I don't remember who was the one that, that was Penny about getting kicked off. So the beautiful thing with the recordings is you can come back, because likely there's other gatekeepers, there's likely other distraction devices and things that these little processes can really, really help with.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. I, you know, wasn't expecting that at all, to be feel so much lighter. Even Angela said much lighter, almost fell asleep, started off with anxiety. And Victoria said, as soon as the Pleiadian showed up, all kinds of devices appeared to be taken away. 10-0. Awesome.
Yay. Woohoo.
So, you know, Caroline says, I don't like to feel my body as it feels like I can never get a proper reading. Twice that came up today. I actually, for the first one, the gatekeeper, it wasn't in my body. It was outside my body. So it was in my aura. The second one, the device, it didn't feel like it was in my body either. Again, it was outside. So it's just, you know, it was close, but it was still outside the physical body, which is okay.
Well, in the astral, it can be in any of the energy bodies as well.
Exactly. So Lisa says much lighter.
So, you know, let's just remind everybody that it is Mercury retrograde.
When we're working with energy, stuff like this happens.
Yes, definitely. And you can always come back and listen to the recording.
Yeah, do it again. Absolutely. Oh my goodness.
I'd everybody through one more thing, but I was thinking maybe we could talk about the package. And then we'll do this next piece. Then I think that'll be a great way to kind of like send everybody off back into their day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So I will share. So for those of you, you know, who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, who can just watch on the screen. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
I'm just going to share. Here we go. There we go. I go to the top.
Screen share.
Oh, wrong one. There we go. I clicked the wrong button. There we go.
I'm reading some of the chat things. It's like, oh, those are gone. I know we're done with this, so.
Okay, so you can see the screen too, but you don't need to because you have it on the other one.
I have it on my big computer too. That's where, you know, just trying it out. Zooming on my phone, but then on the computer without video. So, and yes, I can see it.
Awesome. Awesome. So Dakara's special offer includes a 60-minute private session, plus a sacred language clear distractions MP3, plus sacred language activations, plus the bonus of entering the meadow and grounding audio and reclaim your magic. Healing and meditation MP3, right? Yes.
Yes.
So do you want to talk about, especially talk about the personal session and then the activations, you know, because I'm curious what the activations are going to be about too.
Yeah. So with the private session, honestly, this is kind of exclusive. You have never offered an hour, especially at the price of this package, but I feel like, especially even what the Palladians just did, just validated what I've been experiencing or feeling as far as the importance of clearing this distraction energy, not just from us, but also the planet, because that's what their support was taking that off. So the other aspects of things that the guides have shown me is that there's distraction portals, and those can open and close at different times. There can also be doorways or windows into different realms or multidimensional spaces that will keep us distracted. Meaning like, so earlier I reached to close the window because I could hear the vehicle out there. I could ignore that as a distraction, but when the smell of the exhaust was coming in, it's like, okay, I gotta reach over and close the window because I don't like that stuff. I have a sensitivity to it. Mm-hmm. So All of these different things in a private session is, you know, we can pinpoint exactly what's going on for the individual. The guides also told me that many will have contracts with the energy of distraction. They may have past lives where they are bringing that energy forward. So those are all things that can be addressed. And the guides wanted to offer an hour so that we can kind of go through these protocols and, you know, basically me asking and then tuning in individually, but also leave time to work on other areas or things that are up for people, because there's a lot of energies up for people. Things, there's some pattern type things I'm seeing with my clients. And then of course, each of us as individuals, we have our random things that are coming up. So I wanted to provide an opportunity to really dive deep with someone in a 60-minute session. A lot of energy can be shifted. You know, what you felt just being lighter today in a couple of, you know, processes, you know, that can be amplified by 10 or more in doing something one-on-one.
Awesome.
So the guides also had me create just last week sacred language to clear distraction energies. And I put the meadow at the beginning. So you're guided in, connect, you know, ground and connect to source, and then the sacred language. It's like 3 minutes and 39 seconds. So that could be your daily practice. It's like just clearing that distraction energy by allowing the sacred language, the vibration and the frequency of that to flow through your being. Most people, and not everybody, because not everybody feels energies, when the sacred language comes through, they'll really feel something shift for them. So the guide said, you know, use daily for optimal results. So even if you used it once a week, whenever you use it, it's going to help clear distraction energies, because the reality is we continually have distractions and new energies coming onto the planet. So the more that we can stay present, the better. And then there's four other sacred language files, one for love, money, health, and success. So four different areas of your life. And these are set up a little bit different, but it does bring you into the grounding and all of that. And for any area of your life that you want to address, all of these are under 5 minutes. So once again, it's a quick way to allow the frequency and the energy of the sacred language to move through your body and move through your field.
Awesome.
Which, you know, again, the recordings are priceless because you can go back whenever. And then there's the bonus, Enter the Meadow, where you can prepare to do any kind of inner work if you have resonance with what my guides have brought through. And there's a whole process that I don't really share on the calls anymore because it just takes up that much more time. But that when I set up the meadow, it's set up every day that I'm doing any kind of energy work. Even if I'm just doing work in my office or for myself, I set up the meadow. So there is a whole process and a lot of beings that are called in, and expression of gratitude out to all of them. So it's just a quick way for you to, you know, jump in the meadow, get grounded and connected to source, and away you go. And then another bonus item is Reclaim Your Magic. So this is a meditation, healing and meditation. There is a healing aspect to this. I'm trying to remember when I wrote this up. This is it's not the whole healing part, it's the meditation, but there was healing within that from one of my new moon manifesting calls that I offer every month. And I have been for the last six, almost 7 years. And they're very powerful. This meditation is a little over 10 minutes, and it's a way to help you transcend and to move out of the ordinary realm, go on a little journey that isn't going to take an hour, you know, 10 minutes. And,
yeah,
just support you in your manifesting and moving forward. So mm-hmm. There we go. So all of that, let's see, we're at 137. The package is valued at over $364. And I'm just grateful to be of service, and, you know, that the guides, because at first I was like 60 minutes, but it's like, you know what? And then I was like, that's how my online appointment, you know, unless I was doing a 30 minute, because I always have, I leave myself 15 minutes in between. It's like, you know what, we're going to do 60, because that's going to be the most service to everyone and give me an opportunity to serve that many more people.
And with the 60 minutes, it gives people a lot time for other questions other than the distractions, right? And the processes for that, right? So
yes. Yeah, so if they have questions for a reading or, and usually, you know, that will lead to maybe there's something we need to help shift to move them more into alignment, or I'll scan anyway to see which of these other protocols the guides have given me. And then in the scan, there may be other things that show up that aren't necessarily about distractions, but that we can help address or move forward on too.
Awesome. Thank you. So please do take a look at that special offer. The link is, you know, it's going to be in the email. It's going to be on the podcast. It's going to be on the YouTube. So take a look at it, see how that resonates with you. And just, you know, getting a 60-minute session with anybody these days for $137, and then I feel like everything else is a bonus. All that, you know.
Yeah, basically.
Right?
It's a big discount off of my normal
hour
rate. So I was just reading, Paige asked if she can call. She said, can we call the Palladian beings yourself? Of course you can. You know, just call in the Palladian team that's going to be of service to you. Maybe this would be a suggestion the guides are showing me. It's like, when you're in the meadow, just ask for them to come in. See how many show up. Is it 1, 2, 3, 5, 9, however many? And like, have an introduction, just like you're meeting a new person. Introduce yourself, thank them for coming, you know, and that can establish a team of Palladian beings for you to call on whenever you want. But I just feel guided to say, you know, kind of make an introduction and ask them. Ask the ones to come forward that can serve and support and help you moving forward this lifetime. Because they're out there, they're happy to come and help.
Exactly. So. Awesome. Good. Yeah. Anytime. You can always ask any like this Palladians, Assyrians, you know, your own oversoul, you know, we're not going to.
Yeah. And the beings from Lyra have come into my work off and on a lot more the last few months that have been very helpful. Yeah, that's all they want me to say about that right now. And then Angela said, today was so, so heavy energetically. Well, remember that we...
it's a full moon, lunar eclipse.
A lunar full moon eclipse today. So if it feels heavy, then scribble, color, do something that kinesthetic that you can help release some of that heaviness for you too. Because it could just be... Lunar eclipse block the past. So it could be this energy that's just in your field or around you, or maybe it's overwhelm or distraction. So use some of the ideas or suggested tools. Excuse me, I'm burping up energy for everybody. You're welcome.
You know, thanks.
Popping, burping,
yeah.
You know, all that stuff is just a process of moving in. I'm feeling all these air bubbles come up my throat. I was like, okay. So, and Eagle Song Woman, does moving forward mean dollars show up? Yes, it can, especially if that's your intention. If distractions is what is keeping you from being focused and aligning better with money and seeing how more money in your life can contribute to your life. You know, asking those questions. And I'm sure that Alara has gone over that on many of her shows. I don't have time to listen to everybody else's stuff all the time, but
yeah,
definitely. If you think about it, if you're distracted and you're constantly pulled this direction and that direction, or, you know, it could be family drama, it could be who knows what, it's like that all keeps us from focusing on aligning ourselves with the energy of money and drawing it into our field, drawing it into our being, essentially.
Including our own stories.
Yes. Those stories.
Yes, those wonderful stories. No more.
Well, and that's another thing too. The guides are saying, like, the coloring and the scribbling, like if there is a story that keeps showing up in your head or showing up, the evidence of it showing up in your life, you know, whether it's a mandala or just scribbling, you know, or crayons, especially if you feel like it's childhood stuff, crayons are a great way to connect with your, or markers with your inner child. And you can just draw loopy lines and color them in. It doesn't have to be, it's not a masterpiece. It's a way of processing and moving energy.
Exactly. And yeah, family drama is, you know, it's a great distraction in this reality.
Yes, indeed.
It's one of the biggest distractions in this reality.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree so much. Okay. And, oh, somebody was correct. Family drama is exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, because we will, with most family, and even family of choice, meaning, you know, I have my birth family and then I have my spiritual family, but there's even stuff drama wise that shows up with them. And sometimes it's just to be there, you know, in a support role and listen. So it seems like blood family, you know, you can kind of get sucked in a little deeper sometimes. But that's a good opportunity to have healthy boundaries.
And just remember, you know, your family dynamics that you have right now, you did not have before in previous lifetimes. So it's just for right now. And if it's keeping you from being you, if it's keeping you from shining your light, if it's keeping you from, you know, creating and manifesting, that's when you have to say, you know what? No, I have something to do with my life and get focused. Okay.
Yeah. And then maybe I should make up a card for that. No.
They don't own you. You know, it's like, that's the other thing. Like, they don't own you just because you're somebody's parent. Your kids are grown up.
Right. And even if they're not, you definitely can exercise no. So, yeah. And that's the thing. This is the saying, no, not today. And a little over a year ago, my mom had a health issue and was in the hospital, which is not the norm for her at all. And she's, always been a yes person on boards of directors, volunteering, always paying it forward. But while she was, it was stress, it was creating some of the issues. And my sister bought her at the hospital gift store a keychain thing that says, no, not today. So my mom has been learning to really say, oh, this last year, and eliminating a lot of the, sorry, now my nose is running, moving energy, the things that were creating more stress in her life. You know, she doesn't need to be doing so much. She's in her 80s. It's okay to step back and just be present for herself and let the stressful stuff go.
Yeah. So boundaries.
Hey, that's another good one.
Yeah. Boundaries. Definitely put that on your notes, Dakara.
Yeah. Boundaries and no, not today.
No, not today. And Toshiba, I was like, I saw your name earlier and I was like, what? And then I got it now. Toshiba is, you know, an appliance name. So it's like, okay.
Or car or stereos or, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. How can we protect ourselves from intentional dark psychic energy?
Whew. Well, there's a lot of ways that you can do that.
Do you mean attacks? I'm assuming you mean attacks. Are you being attacked?
Intentional. At first I was like, does that say international? No, intentional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different ways. If you like crystals, then black tourmaline, labradorite, shungite, all three of those are good at protecting your field. If you can find something, you know, like to wear a bracelet or a ring or something that feels appropriate. One of the things that will ward off is just stand in the light. Go into the meadow, ask for a column of light to come down around you. And the more that you're standing in that light, the dark stuff doesn't like the light. It outshines them. So, I mean, that could be another whole call.
Oh, definitely. definitely. That's a whole other topic for sure.
Yeah. And when it's intentional or if somebody's projecting black magic, a lot of my clients have that issue towards them and several of their family members. So there's a lot of different ways of setting it up to protect you, to release it. And again, you want to see if there's contracts or agreements. Is there a connection from an ancestor or a past life that is calling this back into your field? I mean, there's a lot of things that can be bringing it in. And then there's a lot of ways that it can be addressed. And that's so kind of
is that is that something that you can help Toshiba with in a private session?
Yes, definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah, because that's definitely not something that we can fix in 2 minutes here on this call. That's for sure.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, and it's very individual. It's, you know, if we find the energy or the source, again, if somebody has a contract or agreement to come in and have that experience, well, you're empowered. We can go to the Hall of Records and cancel that, agreement or that contract, or, and that's done in multiples of ways. They'll show me, like, is it a book? Is it in a box? Is it this? Is it that? Sometimes we have to go into another dimension to get it. So again, that's all a private session situation. But the reality is, and what my clients have experienced is, when we go and identify those energies or what's attracting them or allowing them to be there, then we can set up even a protection field around you.
But it's definitely important, Toshiba, so it is something that you want to get taken care of, you know, if that's going on. You know, and I don't normally focus on that kind of stuff, but, you know, if you know that you're being psychically attacked, then, yeah, do something about it, you know? And for me, I don't think it's going to be as simple as just holding onto a crystal and that's it. I think you got to go deeper.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know, like, you know, holding onto a crystal later on. Sorry, I was just going to say, after you have that cleared, then you can use crystals to
support,
protect and support and maintain. But original, but, you know, in the first place, you have to get it taken care of, you know? So.
Yes. Because there's some source, and the word intentionally, if you're aware that somebody's intentionally doing things, then it's almost like we got to cut them off at the knees. We got to address why it's coming in, or why your field or your soul has been allowing it, clear it, and then we can set up some protection, and then you can navigate from there on, you know, and that is where, you know, like frankincense, white angelica are both really good protector. And because I do have clients that have kind of an ongoing family thing, you know, we're calling in different family members, I have a special blend that I made with those and myrrh and the wood and different things that I put at the back of my neck, especially before that client. So those are things that can be supportive. I have protection around our entire property, around our side, because we have a duplex. So I have a tenant on one side and we're on the other. So I have protection specifically for ours because of the work that I do. Energetically, it's vital for me to have that extra barrier up so that I'm able to be of service and not have it take me down energetically where I have to recover for a couple of days, because that happened. It was like, okay, we need to amp something up here, because I don't need to be down from, you know, dealing with other people's stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know earlier on, I thought there was another question earlier on. I think we answered your question, Caroline, right? Or did you, or was there something else that I missed at the beginning? Is there a time limit to Dakara's offer? No, not really. Because it's usually up until the season is done, unless Dakara says, enough, no more.
Well, and depending on what happens, I mean, I have open time in my schedule beyond my regular clients right now. So, but if it gets to be too much, then I'm going to have to say we're done for this, because an hour is a big chunk of time.
It is. So, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, there's plenty of opportunity if you act now, and I may have to say, okay, we've done X amount. We need to put a kibosh on that. We're done. So.
Exactly.
So.
So, you know, next couple of weeks, you know, would be awesome, you know, and then after that, we'll see. So Caroline's asking, do I have money blocks?
And I'm getting a big yes.
And is there a need for a session?
Well, I think anybody would benefit from a session, because we're all growing and evolving. So I don't want to be generic about that, but you know, it is what it is. I mean, all of us can benefit from having somebody tune in and shift and move energy for them or help identify. And sometimes that's also where aha moments, like things will connect back into patterns that we don't necessarily think about it in the forefront of our mind. And then all of a sudden it's like, kind of like dominoes, you know, all of a sudden like, oh, that all came back to that. So, but yes, I do feel there's some blocks, and also like, some of it's not just in the body. I'm seeing stuff in the mind, but then I'm also seeing things out further in the field too, that would need to be looked at and addressed for Carolyn, which is Eagle Song Woman, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And Toshiba, Toshiba is, I'm sure that's not your name. Can you just type in your name? I hate saying Toshiba when, you know, I'm sure your name is not Toshiba, but can you see if I have any, we all have blocks, Toshiba. So that,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We all have blocks. So, and what kind, please? She's saying, like, we all have blocks.
Private session. I can't tune in just to one.
Katie. Okay.
Video.
Her name is Katie.
Okay.
So if you have a more specific question, Katie, then ask that. Okay. But not something so general as that. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, I know that, somebody had private messaged me, Delight. I don't know if you're Delight, if you're still here on the call. I don't think so, but I could be totally wrong. If you are, go ahead and unmute yourself because you wanted to ask a question. So if you're here, go ahead. If not, okay. It's okay. All right. And
blow my nose again.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anybody else have a question coming up? Just going to see if there was any other question that I missed. Somebody was asking about Shungite, noble Shungite. Do you have a favorite source for genuine noble Shungite?
I'm sorry, what was it?
A source for Shungite.
A favorite source. You know, I have bought stuff locally at fairs, and then I've also bought like quantity of chips. Like several pounds out of Russia. Mm-hmm. So, and I found that like on eBay. So,
but that's, you know, that's where Shungite normally comes from, is Russia, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't made them yet, but I wanted to make these, I bought some like black denim material. So really thick. And I want to make like little lower back packs, you know, for people to put at the lumbar. And, you know, that's just another project that is yet to be done. So
you're so creative.
Yeah. And oh, that's sweet. I think Caroline.
Angela wants to know when to walk away from leading a group, when it doesn't feel good anymore.
Yeah. I, you know, just use the am I in resonance, am I not? Or even use the 1 to 10, you know, for kind of a gauge to, you know, sometimes that is the ultimate lesson, I guess, in a way, is knowing when to walk away or when to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because my experience has been when I don't pay attention to those things, then I start manifesting other things in my life that I don't want, or aches and pains in the body, or, you know, something that's trying to get me to stop and look at what's really going on. So I ran a group, I called it Angel Network, a network gathering enriching lives. It was a monthly event. I had speakers, they did many readings, and I gave away door prizes, and it was a lot of fun for like over six years. And then I got to the point where I just was like almost dreading. It's like, oh, it's Angel Network in 2 weeks. I got to do this email, do that. And oh, it's Angel Network tonight. Now I got to go, you know. So it's like, okay, now we're to a point where this isn't fun for me and it's taking time that I could be spending elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So I just on sabbatical, and it's been on sabbatical for a while. At some point I may be called to start doing it again, and maybe not. And I'm just okay with that. But it did free up my energy and my time in ways that allowed me to be present to other things that were ready to come in. So yeah.
So that's a good question. Is there something else that wants to come in now, Angela?
That is a good question.
Right? You might want to ask yourself that. Not looking for an answer, but asking the universe, is there something else that wants to come in now?
Definitely. Or, and I'm also hearing, like, is there another, because I think it was leading a group, is there another way I can be of service that would make my heart sing?
Mm.
Or allow me to be more in alignment with my truth and energy. So it could be a lot of, the dread can be real. Yes, ma'am. It certainly can. So,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, then it's, that's a huge indicator to stop. And that's, you know, what I did, I just said, you know, everybody and people were disappointed and it's like, it's okay. And then recently we had a barbecue right after our 4th of July holiday here in the US, that Saturday after. And I invited a lot of the people that were regulars at that group. So they hadn't seen each other for a while or seen me and Cam. And so it was just, it was lovely to bring kind of that group of people, you know, into our little fairyland in the backyard and just be able to hang out. So yeah, awesome. So if you're feeling dread, time to let it go and be open to something new and better coming in.
Yep. Ask some more questions.
Yes.
I think what holds us back is fear of disappointing people. Absolutely. I stay with some stuff for too long because I don't want to be a disappointment. I don't want to disappoint people. I don't want to let people down, you know, when the energy is already gone from whatever that is, you know? So, you know, it happens. It's like, okay, what where else can I be of greater service? You know, that's actually fun for me.
What if the others feeling disappointed actually catapults them into something new because they're looking for a new way to connect with others and then they really align with something for them, for themselves. So I get it. I totally get it. Just using the example of, you know, putting Angel Network on hiatus or sabbatical or whatever. And I still don't feel, I just said, if I feel called or maybe I'll do an annual event or whatever. And none of that has fallen into place. So I haven't done any of it because I want to feel energized and aligned with offering something like that because it is my time and energy that goes into it. And I want to feel really good because then that's the energy that's going into producing an event.
Exactly. So awesome. Thank you. Good question. Thank you so much. All right. Anything else coming through, Dakara? Penny says, is the location of manifesting area of the midbrain you mentioned roughly at the level of the third eye?
Yes. And we're gonna talk about that in a moment because I want to guide everyone. And these are kind of I got flashcards, so you'll be able to come back and write them down because I'm gonna read like the affirmation that the guide gave me. And just seeing if these were all, and we're going to connect into the root, the heart, and the midbrain. So,
okay.
And we can do that whenever you're ready.
All right. I'm going to spotlight you because if you're going to be showing those thing jiggies, I'm going to make sure that you are the one that's on the screen the whole time.
Okay. Thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah.
Now I can see my face twice.
Yes.
Once first, so like when I put my hand up, it goes one way on one screen and the other on the other. Again, I was trying something new today.
Yes, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
So I'm going to invite everybody just to bring themselves back to center, focusing on your heart. Take a deep breath in and out. Just the awareness of that connection to Mother Earth and to Source. And we're going to let the midbrain know that some yummy good stuff is coming. So I'm going to have you hold the baga, and I'll explain that in a second. And what this is going to do is kind of let the midbrain know that something is coming. We've already activated earlier. And so I'm going to chant while I have you hold it. So holding the baga is simply putting the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth. And we're basically just illuminating or connecting, creating a channel between the roof of your mouth and the midbrain. So go ahead and hold the baga. Anur, anur, anur. Inviting that platform to awaken, activate, and be prepared to receive. There we go. So now I invite you to focus on your root chakra, just bringing your awareness to the base of your spine. And here's our affirmation. Oh, let me back it up a little bit. I ground and focus easily. So just imagine the sound of my voice going right into the base of your spine, into your root chakra. I am strong, safe, secure, and stable. And I have AAM on there for Archangel Michael. Will come in and support you with his sword of knowledge, truth, and light, and feeling that safety, security, and stability. Just allowing that energy to drop into the root. Anur, Anur, Anur. I want you to imagine you're traveling up the spine. Anur, Anur. And we're moving into the back of the heart, right into the heart center. Focus on your heart. My heart is open and aligned with the energy of love. I embrace and allow love to flow through me with ease and grace. Just allow those words and the vibration of my voice to sink into your heart, allowing it to open and align. Anchor into the energy of love. And allowing that energy of love to easily and gracefully flow through your being. And imagine that energy of love is moving into the cells and the tissues around the heart. And as it moves into the cells, each cell tells the cell next to it, as it begins to expand throughout every cell in your being, trillions and trillions of cells are filled with this energy of love. Anur, Anur, Anur. Take a deep breath in and out. With your awareness still on your heart, we're now going to travel up the spine, up the brainstem, to the alt major, which is the chakra at the back of the head, focusing on the midbrain platform. Sorry, my battery's getting low on my phone. As you listen to the vibration of these words, my manifesting platform is vibrant and clear. I am aligned with my heart's desires. I am abundant and blessed. And we're going to chant that energy of abundance and being blessed out onto your platform. Brazi, Brazi, Brazi. Brazi, Brazi, Brazi. Brazi, Brazi, Brazi. Take a deep breath in and out. You may feel tingling in that midbrain platform or in the head as those vibrations of light and energy move out through the platform. As we've now connected the root to the heart to the midbrain. And we're going to anchor that with the truth. Al, ha! Deep breath in and out.
Awesome. Thank you. Wow.
Yeah. So I got my backup battery. I was ready just in case.
Oh my goodness. How's everybody doing?
Yes.
Yeah, that was nice. Now I'm yawning. I was, you know, I wasn't yawning through the process, but now I'm yawning. Now I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Feeling so like
So somebody was asking about right before we started the midbrain. So yeah, third eye, so pineal, pituitary, hypothalamus, and then it actually connects into the brainstem as well, mm-hmm. which is why I brought the energy up through the spine, through the brainstem, the alt major at the back of the head, and into that platform.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, so Justin is definitely feeling the tingling and what feels like a cool breeze on the body.
Nice. Ease and grace. I mean, that's the thing. You know, ease and grace. In fact, anyway, I just remembered my song. I actually sung it on your show a while back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's funny. Because when you were saying singing, and it's like, wow, mama, I don't sing that much. And I'm like, oh, but I have my song.
And you have sung that here. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. I just remembered that. Because it's like that in that song, it's talking about I'm a vessel of ease and grace. Mm. So, yeah, be the vessel of ease and grace.
The page is also feeling the tingling. Yeah, good. Awesome. Good.
Yay, and keep moving.
Teeny bit of sort of nausea in the throat. Just breathe into it, let it go.
Drink some water.
Mm-hmm. Lisa said that was great. Felt gentle energies up and down my chest. Very comforting, buzzing all over.
Nice. Good.
Happy heart palpitations. I love that.
Yeah. Me too.
I love that happy heart palpitations. That's good. That's good. Good. Awesome. All right. Anything else coming through, Dakara, that you wanted to share with us?
I feel like I could do like a closing statement of some kind. I don't feel like there's anything else that they specifically around this want to share.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like everybody's kind of in a good floaty place.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely feeling good and floaty.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay. So definitely, you know, if you'd like to experience more of this personally, one-on-one, definitely get, take a look at the offer and book a session with Dakara. So, you know, experience all of this and more or something different, completely different, you know, based on what is coming up for you in that moment. Yeah, definitely. Water, water, water. Yeah, I need
definitely.
To do.
Yeah. Yeah, and the guide started calling it like a divine prescription because it really is in the moment, and they make up new tools and new things, sometimes just for that person. Sometimes it goes on to somebody else that can be served through that same process or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it really, you know, in the moment. And, you know, sometimes people don't know exactly what they want to work on, or they think they don't know, but when we scan, then we'll find there's always energy. You know, we're always evolving. There's always new energy coming onto the planet. In some ways, I feel like bombarding the planet. Mm-hmm. It's just opening us up to opportunity to shift and change and continue to grow.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I know. We both got itchy facey stuff. I feel like my cat. Thankfully, my cats have been good little boys and haven't been in here moving their tail across the screen.
Oh, my puppy's been good too. He's just lying there at my feet. Good boy. Being quiet and just lying there. Good boy. So Destiny says, what is 137? That's the price of the offer.
Thank you, Destiny.
It's the session plus three, the MP3s, right? There's the activations, there's the something else.
There is the activation and the clearing for distractions that's short enough, under 4 minutes that you can listen to every day.
Yeah.
And then it's four sacred language activations for love, health, success, and wealth. Sorry, I don't have it in front of me now. And then there's access to just going into the meadow that you can use however you want, and then a manifesting meditation.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So Penny says, love this. Thank you. Been a fan of Dakara since 2012.
Thank you.
I didn't even know Dakara in 2012. Wow. Right, 2013 and on.
I don't even remember. When did you start doing your shows? I don't remember the first
2013, time. May 2013. Oh.
Thank you, Penny. Everything's evolving all the time.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, thank you. Awesome. Good. Yeah, me too. I've been a fan of Dakara's ever since her first time on the show, whenever that was. I'm assuming it was 2013 at some point.
Could have been. Back at Files, but no.
All right, so did you say that you were going to do an affirmation or a statement or something?
Yeah. Hang on. We'll see what's going to drop in. So the guides want to express their love and appreciation for everyone who's taken the time to be fully present with us today, and to know that you have the strength and the power to stand in your power. Know when to say no, know when to say no, not today. Know when you can walk away from something, even if it disappoints someone else. Not only are you creating space for yourself for something new, likely you're creating space for that individual or that group for something new. And that is how we evolve, is when we can let go, open ourselves up, and shine. And so it is. And that's the other thing. Since in the title today, I want to see, I guess, in the chat, like just a raise of hands of who felt a little dull and feels shinier and brighter now. Because that's kind of the whole intention of this, the call. Because when they gave me the title, I was like, okay, that's interesting. Yeah, so I don't want to make it too long or try to explain it.
I know, right? Paige says me, Destiny says I do, and I'm sure Victoria says I'm feeling bright and shiny. Awesome.
Yay.
Lisa, I was going to say, I'm sure Lisa is going to write something. I did, and definitely do feel brighter. Good. I'm sure Caroline is also feeling the same.
No. Yay. Thank you, everyone. Fairy claps.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone. And thank you, Dakara, and your guides. This was a great, great call, great information and wisdom and teachings and the healing. It's like, oh, my goodness. You know, I wasn't expecting the gatekeeper one and that distraction
device,
you know? Yeah. So that was really interesting. So thank you. Definitely felt a shift in both times, you know, definitely felt a shift both times. all right. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you everyone for your questions as well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And your feedback. Yay. And, happy full moon. Yes. Happy full moon. Happy lunar eclipse. Happy moving forward. Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Dakara.
You're welcome. Thank you, Alara.
So much
always
fun.
A pleasure.
Yes. So much fun always. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye.